voice of the Cyclones for Southeast Iowa, Thunder Country, KIIC, Albia.
Basketball coverage on Thunder Country KIIC with the Oskaloosa Indians, brought to you by Eye Care Partners and Penn Central Eye Clinic. Also by American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency, by Gardner Collier Jewelry, and by True Value of Oskaloosa, by Modern Floor Covering and Boyle and Henderson, and by Jody McCoy Hometown Real Estate, by GMP Insurance and McGriff's of New Sharon and McGriff's of Fremont. Also by Wendell Campbell State Farm, Community First Credit Union, by Mahaska, and by Motor Inn in Knoxville. And now, in high fidelity, here's Jamie Brockman and Brett Dowd.
All right, it's showtime, baby. Thank you very much, Joe Millage. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the show. Inside Wells Fargo Arena, downtown Des Moines, the 2018 Iowa High School Boys State Basketball Tournament, Class 3A quarterfinals. And the game we're going to bring you live right here in high fidelity on Thunder Country KIIC, the Oskaloosa Indians, the number 3 seed in this 3A tournament, taking on the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors, a team that was in the finals a year ago. And believe it or not, that was their first trip to the state basketball tournament in 77 years. They made it all the way to the finals, came up short. They were runners-up last year, graduated a lot of that talent from this year's team, but they're back at the well for the second straight year. Meanwhile, Oskaloosa making their first trip here since 1996. So, way to go, Oskaloosa. It has been a tremendous season for these Indians. They've got a lot of hype, a lot of attention, and they have been something to watch for sure. My name is Jamie Brockman. Thank you so much for joining us. I am joined courtside here. We're right at half court, folks, on the floor. You can't get a better vantage point than what we have right here for you this afternoon. I'm joined by Brett Dowd. Brett Dowd, of course, a former Oskaloosa athletic standout in multi-sports, basketball, football, former Central College football standout, All-American, and current middle school teacher at Oskaloosa Middle School. Brett Dowd, thanks for joining me today. I actually covered Brett back in the day in high school. It makes me feel kind of old when I first came to Oskaloosa. But Brett, it's great to have you here today.
Oh, it's an honor to be here, especially with you. And I'm a little biased saying that you're one of the best broadcasters in the game out there.
I'll give you your check for that later.
Yeah, you bet. And I'm not going to bring the voice that Jamie brings, but I'll try to give some insights and keep you alive out there.
I'll bring the assignment. He'll bring the knowledge. How about that? Well, real quick, you know, we got an exciting pregame for you. Earlier this week, just a couple days ago, I had a chance to sit down and visit with each one of Oskaloosa's starting five and do a little interview, get some words from them. Also chatted with Oskaloosa head basketball coach Ryan Parker. So we're going to let you hear from them, and that's going to be most of our pregame, as tip-off will be coming up here at approximately 4:30 this afternoon from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. But 21-3 this year, Brett, for the Oskaloosa Indians. It has been a long time, if ever, that there's been this much excitement around an Oskaloosa boys basketball team.
Yeah, you bet. We were talking earlier that you had to show up so early to every game this year to get a seat. And that was evident at the sub-state game when the whole Oskaloosa side was full, and you looked over at the other side, and they were trembling and you know, a little late. But there a lot of excitement. The kids were sending the players off on the bus at the elementary, middle school. Everybody was going crazy. Cars were honking horns, and everybody's excited for it.
I know we're going to pack the house here at the well, too. Probably take up our side and part of Sergeant Bluff Luton's side, I'm sure, when it's all said and done. But, Brett, Oskaloosa, you know, they started out, I think they won their first 12 games, if I'm not mistaken, and none of them were even really close. They weren't even really tested the first part of the season. After Christmas break, a little bit different story. Second time through the Little Hawkeye Conference. These teams had already seen Oskaloosa once, and we did struggle a little bit. We got pushed. We lost to Norwalk, obviously at Norwalk, after blowing them out at our place. Close games against teams like Grinnell and Pella Christian and Pella pushing us to the wire. I think that's good that we were pushed like that, but it also makes me wonder what was different the second half of the season that teams were able to figure us out.
As a competitor in a basketball season where you're playing 21 games, you got to stay focused throughout each game, and sometimes you come out flat and you lose the edge. And then you also have teams that play you for a second time. They figure things out a little bit. So, yeah, it was frustrating as a coaching staff. I talked to a few other coaches and players. But it gave the kids a chance to sharpen up and realize where we need to improve.
Speaking of Norwalk, if you haven't heard, I got to tell you about the Norwalk-Glenwood game that took place a little bit ago today. Right now it's Waverly-Shellrock in Mount Pleasant. And by the way, the winner of this will play the winner of Oskaloosa-Sergeant Bluff-Luton in the semifinals in Class 3A. But Waverly-Shellrock leading 53-48 over Mount Pleasant with a minute 33 to go in the game. And this would be an upset. Mount Pleasant is the number two seed in this tournament. Right now they trail by five, only 93 seconds to go in that. We'll keep you up to date on that. But Norwalk Glenwood, you talk about, Brett, why you never quit, why you never give up, no matter what the score is, why you keep playing. Well, Norwalk dominated the first half. They led 40-22 at halftime and could do nothing wrong. The second half, Glenwood outscored Norwalk 45-18 and blew Norwalk off the floor and won the game.
I was especially surprised with that finish after halftime, considering Norwalk's strength is their two guards. And from what it sounded like, Norwalk was turning the ball over, and the other team, and Glenwood, was scoring off the turnover. So I'm sure Norwalk's very disappointed with how that outcome came. But, you know, you got to tip your hat to Glenwood, and that's why people love March, because it's that time of year where you see a lot of crazy things happen in basketball.
Absolutely. There's a timeout on the floor right now with a minute 20 to go in this game. Waverly-Shellrock leads Mount Pleasant now 55-48. Again, the winner of that will play the winner of our game coming up, Oskaloosa and Sergeant Bluff Luton. So Oskaloosa, number three seed in the tournament, 21-3 on the season, their first state tournament berth since 1996. They actually went back-to-back years, 95 and 96, but it's been since then. And Sergeant Bluff Luton, they're out of the Missouri River Conference, number six seed. They are 15-9 on the season. At early part of the season, just before Christmas, they lost six straight games, and they were in a slump. And then after Christmas, they picked up some big wins, and the flow started going. So 15-9, you may look at it and say, well, that's not that impressive. But you got to remember that they had lost six straight going into Christmas break, and were on fire since.
Yeah, they've won like nine straight since. Yep. And they play a 4A schedule in that area, so they play a lot of tough talent. They're a solid team. They're going to give us a tough game.
All right. Well, we are here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, High Fidelity Center Court, ready to bring you 3A action between Oskaloosa and Sergeant Bluff Luton. Right now, we're going to send it back to the studio and go to break. And when we come back, we're going to start our pregame festivities and hear from the Oskaloosa starting five. And we'll be back with that here in just a couple of minutes on Thunder Country, KIIC.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Hi, this is Gunnar Wyatt with Monroe County Hospital and Clinic's rehab team. There's no need to sit on the bench with an injury this season. Get into rehab services at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia, where we are trained to assess and treat sports injuries. We will help get you back into the game. Visit mchalbia.com.
Let Jody McCoy help you find your dream home. Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties has sold over $35 million in real estate last year. Now is a great time to consider buying property and lock in interest rates. We have buyers, and I can help you get the most money for your property, too. For the real estate service you deserve and the person you trust, contact Jody McCoy, real estate agent with Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties at 641-799-4450. 641-799-4450.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or will you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and GNP Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Stop in or call GNP Insurance in Albia, 641-932-3171.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
I did not see that.
Live, high fidelity inside Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Joined by Brett Dowd. My name is Jamie Brockman, and we are live on Thunder Country KIAC. Our broadcast today brought to you in part by American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency, Gardner Collier Jewelry, also by Penn Central Eye Clinic, and True Value in Oskaloosa. Well, we're 40 seconds and counting left to go in the game before Oski and Sergeant Bluff. And this is a upset in the making as Waverly Shellrock, the number 7 seed, leads Mount Pleasant, the number 2 seed, 57-48, and they are in control right now with 39 seconds to go. And the winner of that is going to face either Oski or Sergeant Bluff Luton. And boy, this is a huge win to say the least for Waverly Shellrock if they can hang on for 39 more seconds. All right, back to business now. Like I said earlier this week, I had a chance to go on out to the PAC Center and sit down and have a conversation with each of the Oskaloosa starting five, and we want you to hear what those kids had to say and what they're thinking coming into the well. So let's get the show on the road, and let's start with Oskaloosa senior leader. He's led the team in scoring the last 2 years, Jared Cruz.
Jared, congratulations on all the success this year and ultimately getting one of your big goals of getting to Wells Fargo.
Yep, thank you very much. Very excited to have this opportunity.
You're a senior. You've been in the program 4 years. You've been building to this day. So last Monday night, when the final horn sounded at Southeast Polk, tell me what went through your mind and how it felt.
It just didn't feel real. You know, I couldn't believe it. You know, coming from where the program was at my freshman year, having won 6 games, then another just winning 6 games sophomore year to get into the state tournament our senior year. It's really special.
Well, what do you think the big change has been between your freshman year and now?
You know, we were really young, you know, those first 2 years, and getting a lot of, you know, kids with a lot of experience at a young age, and then, you know, once we're juniors and seniors, just putting it into action and playing really well as a team.
Obviously, this team and the height and things have got a lot of attention this year and a lot of hype. You've been the leader, though, all year long. So tell me what your mindset is going into each game as far as you personally and your role on this team.
You know, just keeping composure when things aren't always going our way, because there's going to be downtimes in games, and just making sure we can respond to them and get back to what we do best.
Obviously, it all starts here this afternoon. Sergeant Bluff Luton, what are you expecting when you step on the big court today?
Obviously, you know, they don't return a ton of guys from last year, but obviously they have that experience having gone to the championship game last year. So us having being our first game in Wells Fargo, you know, just got to get after them early and really attack, use our height.
All right, Jared, congratulations and good luck. We'll all be cheering for you.
Yep, thank you very much.
All right, so that is Oskaloosa senior leader Jared Cruz. He's led the team in scoring the last 2 years, and they are going to look to him big today here at the well also. Another one of the senior leaders on this team, shortest guy on the team, but man, it doesn't matter. He could shoot from Oskaloosa's gym and hit a three here at Wells Fargo Arena. This guy has shooting ability like you've never seen. Let's hear from Spencer Tucker. All right, we are standing by right now with Spencer Tucker, another one of the senior leaders on this Oskaloosa team. And you are a senior on this team. You've been through it. You've been through the down, and now you're at the top. Tell me how this feels for you personally to end your career at Wells Fargo Arena.
It feels good. My grades kind of started out just, we've always known that we're good, but watching the kids above us that weren't so good, it kind of motivated us to get the team better. And I think that's what we've done. Me, Jared, Tanner, and Tucker have just grown up together playing basketball, and we brought it to the high school, and it's been successful.
Anywhere from the parking lot onto the floor, you can shoot, and it's in your range. Tell me how you developed that such precise long-range shooting.
Having older brothers and just going up to the Y and shooting the basketball with them all the time. And I used a little ball, so I just shot it from as far as I could. And as I got older, it just kind of developed into a big ball. And I just kept it going my whole life.
So do you pretty much have the green light from coach that if you feel, hey, I want to take this shot, you can? Or how does that work?
Yeah, I got the green light from coach. He's seen me since I was a sophomore. And my sophomore year, I shot like 47% from three. So I think he has a lot of confidence in me, so I have the green light to shoot the three.
So, you know, here at the well, they have the NBA three-point line out there, too. So is that something you've already eyed and maybe plan to hit one or two out deep like that?
I'll probably accidentally shoot a few from there. But, I mean, I don't usually really try to shoot from deep. It's kind of where I just end up getting the ball. I haven't really thought about it, but I'll probably end up shooting a few on accident.
All right, well, that being said, though, you're also not afraid to drive into the tall trees and take it to the hoop either.
Yeah, I know that, like, playing practice against, like, Cole and Zay, that you just got to drive in and make sure you can keep it out of the reach of where they can block it. So it's just kind of been a development of my game this year, is just getting to the rack and making sure I can score the ball.
All right, well, you're a senior leader on this team, so it's your last chance. What is your message to the guys in the locker room before you go out there and get the big spotlight and toss it up in the air and get going?
I'm just going to tell them I haven't played basketball my whole life to lose a game like this. I want to end it out on a win. So I think that will motivate all the players to play their best game if they know, like, this is our last chance to do something.
All right, well, Spencer, it's been a pleasure to watch you guys. Good luck to you, and go out there, and we're behind you all the way.
Yep, thank you.
All right, so that is Spencer Tucker, and I like how he puts it. I might accidentally shoot one or two out there. We'll see. But definitely has the green light and is not afraid to pull it at any given moment on the floor, Spencer Tucker. So another senior that I think gets overlooked a lot in this Oskaloosa lineup is Tanner DeCock. This guy, every team, you've got your stars, and of course with us it's Foster and Cruz and Henry, but you need the guys that just never quit and never stop working and play defense and can hit a clutch shot when you need it most. And that's a guy like Tanner DeCock. And then you throw in Ryan Yates, Tucker Nunnekoven also. Those three guys, though, I think, Brett, are very key parts of this team, although they don't get the spotlight.
Yeah, DeCock is definitely a dirty work guy. He's willing to do anything for the team. You know, just second half of the last game, he voluntarily sat out because Yates was on fire, and he did what was best for the team. He has that kind of character.
By the way, the game complete. The upset is in the books. Waverly Shellrock, number 7 seed, eliminates number 2 seed Mount Pleasant, 59-51, just finished. Waverly Shellrock awaits the winner of this Oskaloosa Sergeant Bluff Luton contest, as Oski and Sergeant Bluff Luton have just taken the floor for their pregame warm-ups. The other semifinal already set up is number 1 seed Cedar Rapids Xavier and number 4 seed Glenwood, who again defeated Norwalk with a huge second half. And hopefully Oskaloosa can join the Final Four here in Class 3A. All right, so we talked about Tanner DeCock and how big he is and what he does for this team. Let's let Tanner tell us what he feels his role is on this team. Tanner, congratulations to you. I'm sure this is a little extra sentimental to you being a senior.
It is. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a great season. Definitely something to remember for the rest of my life.
Talk about the grind that you've been through your 4-year high school career to get to this point.
Yeah, to start off my freshman year, it was me and Jared, and we kind of got moved up, and we've been through it all. We experienced, we started off six wins, and it was truly, it was a grind. And then my next year, a lot of us sophomores came up and played. We won 6 games again. And then we finally broke out our junior year and won about 15. And then this year's just been a lot of fun, and all came together. And hard work truly does pay off. So
the thing that stands out to me about this team, though, is the unselfishness, as you clearly showed Monday at Southeast Polk. Talk about that a little bit, and how you bring each other up. You know that, hey, maybe this guy should be out there instead of me. Just talk about that mindset.
Yeah, it's basically all about winning to us, especially us seniors. We've been that way ever since we were young. It's not about, every single one of us knows it's not about us individually, and we'll do whatever it takes to get the win. So Monday, I kind of was going up against 6'3" guy, and I said, this guy's just, he's tall, and I think Ryan would be a better matchup, kind of. We played Ryan, and Ryan played excellent, and that's just kind of a definition of what's been going on all year. All of us have been stepping up, and all of us have been playing super hard, and it's just all about team.
It is, and I'm glad you said that, because obviously there's a few players on this team that get a lot of the spotlight because of their height and their college recruitability and so forth, but it does take 5 guys, and it takes your defensive workhorses and things and guys that step up and hit key shots at big times. Seems to be your role this year, and you've really accepted it whole.
Yeah, my role kind of is to play defensively and then get the ball to those guys like Jared, Cole, and Xavier, and then if they need me to hit a key shot, I will. And then Ryan's been huge this year, and then Ticket always has been working hard. So, yeah, it's mainly just a huge team effort. It's not about 1, 2, or 3 guys. It's the whole squad, and I think everyone on the floor knows that.
What is this all going to mean to you when you look back at it 5, 10 years from now?
When I look back at it, I'm just going to remember a lot of the good times we've had, especially winning. Winning's always fun, and I'm going to remember a bunch of these guys and stay in touch with them, and just the bond that we've created has been more beyond basketball, and that's what I'll always remember.
So that is senior Tanner DeCock right there. We also heard from senior Spencer Tucker and senior Jared Cruz. And I don't mean to leave out Tucker Nunnekoven and Ryan Yates. They started practice and I ran out of time and I had to get out of there. So I didn't get a chance to talk with Ryan and Tucker, but they're also instrumental keys on this team when they're on the floor, and we're going to look to them to do what they do today as well. Two more starters to go. We're going to hear from the 6'11 sophomore, Xavier Foster. We're going to hear from the 6'9 junior, Cole Henry. And we're going to hear from the head coach, Ryan Parker. That's all coming up as our pregame action continues in high fidelity live from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, right here on Thunder Country, KIIC. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
We're the One. We're the one jewelry store you'll ever need. The one place to go to for the most brilliant diamonds. The one to go to for colored gemstones, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that dazzle the eye with color. And no one does fashion rings, bridal sets, and bracelets that are guaranteed to excite like Gardner Collier Jewelry, where the area's largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall Oskaloosa.
John Messenger started a kids podcast from his home with his son, Griffin. He dreams of inspiring other parents to create something with their kids. American Family Insurance is helping to make that dream happen right now.
Dad, what else does a monster look like?
It was so huge.
John's podcast began at home, and your dreams can too. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Contact Phil Griffin, agent, 628-1581.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Spring is coming. Are you ready? McGriff's is. They're taking delivery daily on everything to help you spring forward. Stop in for lawn seed, weed control, fertilizer, mulch, chainsaws, and more. For those bigger jobs, McGriff's carries Spimco sprayers and spreaders for your ATV. McGriff's is also your paint supply store. Check out their all-new Minwax aisle. And don't forget to feed the birds. McGriff's has seed and feeders. McGriff's in Fremont and New Sharon, just a short drive from your place.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Back live, high fidelity inside Wells Fargo Arena. Just about 10 minutes away from the introduction of the starting lineups here at Wells Fargo as number 3 seed, Oskaloosa, 21-3 on the year, getting ready to face number 6 seed, Sergeant Bluff Luton, 15-9 on the year. We just saw a big upset. It does happen. Number 7 seed, Waverly Shellrock, defeating 2nd seed, Mount Pleasant, 59-51 just moments ago. And now Waverly Shellrock will await the winner of this game in Thursday afternoon's 3A semifinals. Well, let's continue. Before I continue, I got a couple shout-outs I got to give, or I'm going to hear about it later. Maybe you have some too, Brett, with some of the middle school kids. But I got to say hi to my son, Tyler. He's here in the arena. He's pumped up. He's one of the biggest Oski fans there is, and all of his buddies. They've made their way down front there behind the bench, I think, and they're cheering on the guys. And he's listening right now on his phone. So, hi, Tyler. And enjoy the game. I got to say hi to my daughter, Ashley, over at Iowa State University. She has a thing called class and couldn't be here today. So she is listening, and some of her Oski friends at Iowa State. So hello to Ashley as well. And if you got any quick, Brett, throw those out.
Just to that sixth grade class, I think they've been following every game. They bring a crew to every single basketball game this year. So that's a good following. Good young crowd. The guys are being good role models.
All right. Now, back to business. This guy has got so much hype. Starting last year, into this year, I think he's handled it very, very well. It can't be easy for a 15-year-old kid to concentrate on basketball and school and have all these TV cameras and interviews and newspapers and radio and everybody all over you. But it's been that way for 6'11 sophomore Xavier Foster, who already has been offered two or three opportunities to play at the Division I level, only a sophomore. And, you know, That can't be easy, Brett. I mean, I know late in your high school career, you probably had a lot of college coaches barking at you too, but the kid's 15 years old.
Yeah, and you got to remember that. I remember I played as a sophomore, and I was nervous as heck. And that's without all the hype and all the expectation that Xavier comes with. So I think people have to keep in mind that he is young. He is going to be phenomenal. He already is phenomenal in his own way in the sophomore class. You give it a year or two, and I have a feeling he's going to start taking over the game.
By the way, he comes into this tournament with 85 block shots this season, and there are I saw something where there's five teams in the tournament that total 85 block shots. Xavier has 85 of his own. Let's hear from the 6'11 sophomore, Xavier Foster.
First of all, Xavier, congratulations, man. You guys have worked hard for this, and now it's a reality.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this season. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of spotlights on you and this team this year. How do you feel you and the guys have handled it? And just kind of take me through your season a little bit.
You know, we've just been working for the whole season. Nothing was given to us. We had to work for it in practice every day. And now it's a reality. It's great. You know, we knew we could do it, and we've been pushing for it the whole year.
I asked Jared earlier, when that final horn sounded at Southeast Polk Monday night, and you knew, okay, we did it, we're going to state, just tell me what your initial thoughts were.
My initial thoughts were, you know, we're somewhere we haven't been for 24 years, I think, and now we're on the same grind we were in the beginning to get to win the state.
Is it enough just to get there?
The goal is win state. We're not trying to just get to state. It's kind of lame.
Obviously, you're going to get a lot of attention out there on the floor. Just your height alone, they have to pay attention to you. So what do you go into today's game, and what do you view your role as, and what ultimately do you want to accomplish?
I'm trying to win. My role is, it doesn't have to be get points, it's win the game.
What do you think the big turnaround has been the last couple of years? I know you're only a sophomore, you've only been in the high school program a couple of years, but you've been around this group for a long time. 4 years ago, 6 wins, now state tournament. What do you think the big difference has been?
Our team sticks together really well. Like, we're all always hanging out. We're always doing something fun together. We're all, like, we all have a good bond, basically.
Okay. So if you have a message to send to the rest of the 3A field, should they be listening right now, what would it be?
Watch out.
Here we come. All right, well, Xavier, you are a fun team to watch this year. We're very proud of you. The whole town is, and good luck today, whatever happens.
Thank you much.
All right, there you heard it from the 6'11 sophomore himself. Watch out. Oski is in town and at the well and ready to go here this afternoon. Hey, I do want to give a shout-out to our pregame sponsor, the Penn Central Eye Clinic. Thanks to everybody there at the Penn Central Eye Clinic and Dr. Else for being our pregame sponsor today here on Thunder Country KIIC. All right, one more of the starting five to go, and this is one of my favorite kids on the team. I'm telling you what, he is a class act. He was playing basketball in the womb. He had no choice. His dad, of course, is the head coach at William Penn. This kid knows the game of basketball, and he's a fantastic kid representing Oskaloosa High School as a junior, Cole Henry.
Cole, man, what a season has been for you and the Indians. Just kind of tell me what you're feeling as you get ready to take the court here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Oh, it's a surreal feeling. You know, growing up, this has been our dream, you know, to make it to Wells Fargo and see all of the community come out and support us. There's nothing like this. So we're ecstatic right now, and we know the town's rocking. All of the state shirts here in this Wells Fargo Arena is going to be awesome. So we're so ecstatic right now. We're really blessed to have this opportunity.
So the big question is, how do you put all that aside and focus on, you know, four quarters of great basketball and advancing on to the semifinals?
That's mainly on us captains and our coaches to get our guys focused for that. You know, all the outside noise is really fun, and, you know, that's obviously a big part of this. But, you know, the reason we're here is to win basketball games and ultimately win a state championship. So that's what we're focused on, and that's what our mindset is.
I know you've been around a lot of big-time basketball with your dad being the coach of William Penn, and you've been around those teams your entire life. You've been to the national tournaments and things. How much advice has your dad given you on big spotlights like this and how to go about it?
Well, you know, I've been to a lot of his big games, and I've really been looking up to him a lot. He's made national championship game once, and, you know, he's been playing a lot of big games. I've just watched him keep his composure, and, you know, I think I've used a lot of that motivation to myself. When big-time situations come, you know, it's those that can slow their heart rate down that really make the best impact. So, He's been a really good impact on me, and I'm really thankful for him.
What do you want to see accomplished this week by this team?
I want us to really have a lot of fun. You know, this year we had a lot of fun winning, but now I think we can kind of relax because we made it, and this was one of our big goals to make it. Now that we're here, I just want us to have a lot of fun, but also at the same time, winning a state title would also absolutely be the best goal. So that's what we're striving for.
All right, well, Cole, congratulations to you and the guys, and go get them.
Yes, sir.
All right, that is Cole Henry, and that rounds out the starting five for Oskaloosa. We heard from all five, and boy, I tell you, I wish him the best, man. This is a big stage. I'm sure there's a lot of nerves. I'm sure some of the stomachs are rolling right now. But I'm watching pregame warm-ups, Brett, and we actually look pretty darn relaxed. And you see Xavier sitting out here at three-point line just draining one after the other. They look ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been watching them, too, seeing what our shots look like because we have some really good shooters and just seeing how comfortable they feel. And I think it'll be important for us to get the ball down low and get a few buckets early just to get our momentum.
All right. Well, Ryan Parker is the head coach here at Oskaloosa, and it's the first time he's brought a team to the state basketball tournament. And tell you what, he has a tremendous staff that he's assembled here at Oski High School, and quite the team. So let's hear from Ryan Parker now, head coach at Oskaloosa.
All right, welcome back. We're standing by right now with Oskaloosa head boys basketball coach Ryan Parker. Coach, I'm sure it's not been the first time you've heard this in the past week or so, but congratulations. Goal one is accomplished. You're at the state tournament.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. You know, as one of our goals going into the season was to make the state tournament, and, you know, all the fanfare that goes with it is overwhelming, and the community support has been unbelievable, and we're happy to be here, you know, but we got goals in mind after that.
Absolutely. I know, you know, coming into this season, you knew this was going to be a special season. Go back to the start of the season and kind of your thoughts coming in and then where you're at today and how it all kind of played out.
Well, I thought we had a really good season last year, which really fed into this summer, this last summer. Had a really good summer, played about 25 games over the summer and really just challenged everybody we played, from big class four schools to, you know, state powerhouses throughout the summer. And then, you know, heading into the season, we knew we had a special group coming back, only losing really one starter, one kid that played for us in Jack Moore. So there's that big time continuity coming back. And those guys have put in so much time and effort over the last couple years. You think about that senior class we have now, when they're freshmen, we won six games. When they're eighth graders, our coaching staff wasn't here, but the varsity won one game. And so, you know, we've turned this thing around, and really it's credit to their hard work.
This program has got a ton of attention, obviously, around the state of Iowa, whether it be media, print, internet, whatever. These are just high school kids, though. How have they handled that pressure this year, in your opinion?
Well, I thought last year was sort of good for us, you know, to go through the pressure and the hoopla and the attention. And then this year they've sort of taken it in stride. You know, they see these college coaches sitting in the stands or coming to practice, and it really doesn't affect them because they've saw it for the last 2 years. You know, but what makes this group a lot more special than people realize is they're actually better kids than basketball players, and they're really good basketball players. So, you know, they've meant a lot to the community. We've done a lot with the youth and the in the community, you know, and I think when we look back at this thing, we're going to think about how good a basketball team was, but how much better people they were as well.
Talking with Ryan Parker, head boys basketball coach at Oskaloosa, as the Indians get ready to open up the 3A state tournament, taking on Sergeant Bluff Luton. Coach, one thing that stands out to me watching this team this year is the camaraderie they have and the unselfishness. Talk about that a little bit. When you have three big stars like you have, sometimes people get left out, but these guys seem to mesh it well.
Well, I think it's because they grew up together. You know, you even throw in the mixture of Jared and Cole and some of those guys that sort of moved in middle school and stuff. But these guys have grown up together. And even you got sophomores and seniors that grew up together because it's been surrounded by William Penn. So I think that's really helped. And really there hasn't been a whole lot of jealousy in this group. You know, guys understand that when they have a bad night, we have so much firepower and so many weapons around them that they've sort of embraced that role. And again, I think that goes back to their character. You know, there's not a guy that's really jealous of each other because they're really good people. I mean, they're really good kids.
All right, well, let's focus on the next goal at hand, and that is winning a state championship on Friday night. It all starts this afternoon with Sergeant Bluff Luton. What have you been able to find out about Sergeant Bluff Luton? I know they've got a few good players that they bring to the table.
Yeah, the Groves kids are really good. Good player number 10. He's really the one key cog that returns from their state tournament team last year. You know, and they fill in a bunch of kids that are really good players as well. You know, you don't get to this level and not be a good team. So we'll have our hands full. You know, know, one of their things is that, you know, I think their advantage is they've been here, done that. We have not. But I think advantage for us is, you know, we played in front of big crowds and stuff. And I don't think the atmosphere is going to get to us as much as people probably think it will. So, you know, Sergeant Bluff's a good team. We'll just, you know, if we don't play outside ourselves, we'll be fine.
So what is your message to the guys? Last trip to the locker room before you come out, do the starting lineup intros and that kind of thing. What's the last thing you tell your kids is how you want to see them start this game, and what kind of a flow do you expect to get going?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is I reached out to some college coaches or high school coaches that have been to the state tournament multiple times. And, you know, my message is going to be to them is what these coaches told me is, one, you know, you have to be able to play it one game at a time. The most important game, the only game that matters is the one today. And that's the one we've prepped for a week. The other thing is nobody wants to see you do something you haven't done all year. And so if we can play and do the things we do and play, you know, for the name across our chest of Oskaloosa, you know, we'll be fine. If we play outside ourselves and do some things that we don't normally do, that's when we'll be in trouble.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations to you and the guys. It's been a pleasure to watch them this year, that's for sure. And hopefully we get to watch them at least a couple more times after today.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it.
That is Ryan Parker, head boys basketball coach at Oskaloosa, joining us here on Thunder Country KIIC as the Indians get ready to take on Sergeant Bluff Luton here this afternoon in the opening round of the Class 3A State Boys Basketball Tournament. All right. Coach Ryan Parker there joining us here on our pregame. And again, our pregame presented today and sponsored by the Penn Central Eye Clinic and Penn Central Mall, downtown Oskaloosa. Thanks to Dr. Els and everybody there at Penn Central Eye Clinic. Again, I'm with Brett Dowd here. We are courtside at Wells Fargo Arena. And high fidelity coming to you here on Thunder Country, 96.7 FM, KIIC Albia. You can also listen online to the live stream at KIICradio.com, or you can listen on your mobile device. Just download, install the Thunder Country KIIC mobile app, and you can take us with you anywhere. We're live at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, getting ready for starting lineup introductions. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back to get things going.
Everyone knows that Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa has rolls upon rolls upon rolls of carpet in stock and always at low warehouse prices. But what you didn't know is that Modern Floor also carries real wood flooring in stock as well. Stop in and check out the wood flooring options at Modern Floor for carpet, for vinyl, and yes, for real wood flooring. It's Modern Floor in Oskaloosa.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83, come on, you're up!
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
All right, we are back. High fidelity here, courtside Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines right now. They are introducing the non-starters and the assistant coaches for both teams. Then they move into the starting lineup introductions and head coaches for both of these squads. Couple things I want to say real quick, Brett. Number one, I don't know if anybody's left in Oskaloosa. We have the entire one half of Wells Fargo filled with white t-shirts, maroon t-shirts, and Oskaloosa fans. What a showing. I'm not surprised one bit, but what a turnout today for Oskaloosa Indian fans.
The funny thing is that was the first thing I wanted to talk about, and we didn't even talk to each other about it. Holy cow, we're represented extremely well here. Our community's come out strong, so good for them. The boys deserve it.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's take a look at your starting lineups as they're being introduced right now to this huge crowd, and we'll start and look at Sergeant Bluff Luton, and then we'll let the Oskaloosa starting five introduce themselves for you. So here we go. Sergeant Bluff Luton, they're going to start out with a 6'1" junior, number 10, Connor Groves. Connor Groves, pretty darn talented player. We're going to have to keep our eyes on. Averages, 15 points a game. 15 points a game, Connor Groves. 6'4" senior, number 12, Jeremiah Catt. He averages 13 a game. Number 14, a 6'3" senior, Ty Bokelman. He averages 6.5 points a game. Number 34, a 6'2" junior, Sam DeMoss.
He's averages 11 points for the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors. And rounding it out will be number 44, a 6'6 sophomore, Daniel Wright, also a double-figure player, averaging 11 points per game for the Warriors of Sergeant Bluff Luton. They are coached by Adam Vandershaft. They come in 15-9 on the season, but they've won 9 straight heading in to the state tournament. Now, here is your Oskaloosa starting 5.
I'm Spencer Tucker. I'm a senior at Oskaloosa High. I'm number 2, 6 foot tall.
Tanner DeCock, 5'10", number 30, and I'm a senior.
I'm a 6'5 senior. Jared Cruz, number 42. Go Oski.
My name is Cole Henry. I'm a 6'9 junior, number 40. Go Oski.
Xavier Foster, 6'11 sophomore, number 34.
All right, there you go. The starting 5 introducing themselves to you this afternoon here on Thunder Country KIIC. So, back to the crowd. I know the school had 800 tickets available to sell to the general public, and they sold those out no problem.
Gone.
None. I mean, they were gone in no time. So, we have at least 800 fans here, plus about maybe 2,000, 3,000 more.
Well, it's crazy because as the season's progressed, there's been a lot of fans and alums come out of the woodworks as you go to road games and you see guys from the different areas that we play. So there's a lot of hype on this team and some expectations. So hopefully we come out here and we start strong and play strong.
All right. Well, Bill Ballard is listening this afternoon out in, I don't know where he's at, somewhere outside of Iowa. You know Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Ballard, my old broadcasting buddy from back in the day. He used to be on the mic with me. So, in fact, your dad, I think, did a game or two with me, too, back in the day.
I said, hey,
Brad,
do you know, you remember Jamie? He goes, yeah, I broadcast with him.
That's right. Like father, like son, Brett. All right, folks, are you ready? Are you ready, Brett?
Absolutely. Let's go.
I'm ready. I got chills. Look at this.
I do.
We are ready to toss it up. Xavier Foster doing the center court jump for Oskaloosa against Daniel Wright. 6'11 against 6'6, both sophomores. Real quick, Brett Dowd, keys to the game today for Oskaloosa.
I got 2 keys. We got to work the ball low, inside out. If we want to shoot threes, we got to touch the paint first. And then our my second key is we got to keep their guards out of the lane.
All right, here we go. The ball is up. Xavier Foster tips it to the backcourt, and Spencer Tucker controls. We are underway in this 3A quarter final on Thunder Country KIIC. Number 3 seed Oskaloosa. Spencer Tucker at the free throw line. Pulls up. Shot no good.
Oh,
Cole Henry goes up over the back on the rebound and picks up an early foul on Cole Henry. Just a little out of position there on the rebound.
Yeah, it was a questionable call. He's just got to be careful. He's got to be smart.
First quarter action here on KIIC is brought to you by our friends at True Value Hardware in downtown Oskaloosa. Glenda, Brian, and the staff at True Value Hardware. Proud to bring you this first quarter action on Thunder Country. So Sergeant Bluff Luton now with the basketball. Jeremiah Catt now down to the left wing. Long shot is up and good. So Sergeant Bluff Luton strikes first. Sam DeMoss, 17-foot jumper, left baseline is good. Early 2-0 lead here for the Warriors. Can Oskaloosa answer back? Cole Henry has it out top. Over to Cruz. Cruz looks inside. Back over to Henry. Cruz flashes through the lane. Xavier Foster between the 3-point circles. Good! The X-Man drains the deep three right there at the top of the NBA 3-point line.
That's a great sign for us. Get his confidence rolling all over the court.
3-2, Oskaloosa. With the early advantage, we're just a minute into this contest. First quarter brought to you by True Value Hardware, downtown Oskaloosa.
That 44 there, Daniel Wright, he's a great shooter. About a 45% three-point shooter.
Fadeaway jumper in the free throw circle, no good. Rebound to Oskaloosa. Here come the Indians looking to push it down the floor. Tucker to Cruz, inside to Henry.
There we go.
Nice, over the top pass through the lane to Spencer Tucker for the 2.
There you
go. Assist to Cole Henry.
That's key for us. We get the ball in the paint. We got a lot of height. We get some cutters off of those touches. We're going to get some buckets.
You know, Henry averages 15 points a game, but he's got 128, now 129 assists this season.
Yeah, you bet.
Very unselfish. Here's a long shot up and good by Daniel Wright. 6'6 sophomore. That's a 3 ball for Sergeant Bluff Luton.
Got to put a hand in his face. He was the one guy when I looked at their stats from the year that was pretty consistent shooter. Shoots at a high mark.
Averages 11 points a game. Nails the 3. We're tied at 5. 2 minutes into this contest. Jared Cruz. Cole Henry over on the left side. In the lane to Foster. He had a man in front and behind him. Can't control the pass. Stolen away by Sergeant Bluff Luton. 5:45 left here in this first quarter of play. 5-5 early on. Oski, Sergeant Bluff, Luton tied up. Sergeant Bluff, Luton in the championship game a year ago came up short, runners up. It was their first trip to state since 1940. And Oskaloosa making their first trip here now since 1996.
And Sergeant Bluff came out. They've made a couple good shots. They made a few outside shots. So we don't want to give them open shots, but we're definitely not going to complain about giving them, 15, 20 footers.
Turnover there on Sergeant Bluff Luton. Down on the baseline. Oskaloosa gets the ball back. 5-18 Tunker to the right block to Foster. Foster kicks it cross court to Henry. Long shot from Henry. In and out. No good. Battle for the rebound. There's Tanner to Cock. Banging hard. Gets the board and puts it back in.
Yeah, one of the smallest guys on the court. That's what he does. He works hard.
And he is pumped up, clapping his hands in the face of the Warriors. That is what Tanner to Cock does for this team right there. 7-5. Oskaloosa leads it. 4:50 to go in our first quarter. High Fidelity live Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines with Brett Dowd. I'm Jamie Brockman. There's going to be a foul on Xavier Foster. Just kind of a little hip check foul there.
Yeah, he was a little late on the hedge. Probably a good call, so he's got to step out there a little quicker and deny that entry around the screen.
So Henry and Foster each with an early foul here for Oskaloosa. That's going to be a key. Got to stay out of foul trouble. Oski usually only goes seven deep. Can go deeper if need be, but hopefully not needed. There's a three, top of the key, no good. Offensive rebound, though, Sergeant Bluff Luton. Another three on the way, and that one is nothing but net for Connor Groves. Barely even moved the net on that one.
Yeah, he's made 63 three-pointers on the year, so he's not afraid to shoot them.
Off the offensive rebound, the Warriors on top now, 8-7. Here's Cruz, top of the key. Little strong off the back iron. Rebound, Sergeant Bluff Luton.
Yeah, I feel like we settled a little bit there. We can work that clock a little bit more, make sure we get that post.
Oh, that's a travel that went uncalled. Connor Groves lost control of the ball, had it pinned on his hip, but got away with it. Warriors keep the ball. Driving. Now down to the left baseline, spinning in the lane. And shot up, no good. Rebound, Spencer Tucker. Tucker brings the court up floor for the Indians.
Now we need to get into something here, get some good motion on the outside.
Cole Henry looking to challenge, draws a double team as he gets to the lane, kicks it out, Tucker, deep three, can't connect on that one. Rebound, Jeremiah Catt for the Warriors. 3:35 left to go, first quarter. 8-7, Sergeant Bluff Luton with the lead. Three-pointer, no good. Another offensive rebound for Ty Bokelman. And driving baseline left, Jeremiah Catt rolls off the rim, no good. Oski secures the rebound with Tanner DeCock. 3:20 left, first quarter. 8-7, Sergeant Bluff Luton leads. Oski with the basketball.
The one time we've really worked a good motion offense, got a look and a backdoor cut. So it'd be nice to see us get into something where we're getting our outside perimeter players moving a bit, and let's get a post touch.
Running the weave right here. Top of the key is Henry. Bullet pass down to the baseline to Cruz, and Cruz puts it in. What a pass from Cole Henry.
Yeah, we've seen that play over and over again. I guarantee you they had that scouted, but we just ran it better than they could defend it.
Oski back on top, 9-8, 2:45 to go, first quarter. Here at the Well, Wells Fargo Arena, Class 3A quarterfinal. Number 3 seed, Oskaloosa. Number 6 seed, Sergeant Bluff Luton. Shot off the mark by Daniel Wright. Rebound, Tucker. Long pass down the floor to DeCock. DeCock, pump fake, up off the window, and good! Tanner DeCock! Off the long baseball toss from Spencer Tucker.
Yeah, right there. Spencer did a nice job pushing the ball up court so we could get a look.
11-8, Oskaloosa pushes that lead out to 3. 2:20 to go. Winner moves on to the 3A semifinals to face number 7 seed Waverly Shellrock, who upset number 2 seed Mount Pleasant. That'll be Thursday at 3:45 here at Wells Fargo Arena. In the lane. Oh, there's number 2 on Xavier Foster. Number 2 on Foster as Ty Bokelman drove the lane right side. Got a step ahead of X-Man, and Foster picks up his second foul.
Yeah, as athletic as we are and as tall as we are, you can definitely see a little bit of a difference between like basketball talent versus like some football talent. You got some big muscular guys that are pretty physical.
Shooting 2 at the free throw line, Ty Bokelman, 6'3", senior for Sergeant Bluff Luton. First free throw, good.
And he just went right at Xavier's chest and forced the foul. It was a great play by him.
So Foster goes to the bench early here with two fouls, 2:06 to go, first quarter. And Ryan Yates steps on the floor for the Indians. He's been a huge part of this team this year, a 6'5 junior guard. Second free throw, good. Bokelman hits them both. 11-10, Oskaloosa's lead is 1. 2:06 to go, in our opening quarter. I like the way Oski's come out here, though, Brett. We were kind of wondering and talking off there, how's Oski going to start this game and how will they handle the atmosphere on the big stage? But so far, they're just playing basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. It feels no different than any other game for us. That's questionable.
Yeah, questionable travel call there on Cole Henry. Cole Henry was looking to do something in the lane, and they say he took an extra half a step before he dished the ball away.
I felt like he got rid of it, but I don't think they care.
Second turnover of the game on Oskaloosa. Minute 45 to go, first quarter. 11-10. Oski leads it by one. Passed out of the baseline. Now out left wing. Out top now for Sergeant Bluff Luton. That's right, guarded by Henry. Long three, NBA three, top of the key, no good. Offensive rebound, though, put back in the air by Jeremiah Catt. Rebounded and put it back all in one motion, and the Warriors regain the lead, 12-11. Boy, we got to take away those offensive rebounds, Brett.
Yeah, a little difference between our team and their team is you don't see much scoring outside of their top four guys.
Henry in the lane, hook shot, left hand is good. And quickly, Oski back on top, 13-12. Nearing a minute to go, first quarter. Oskaloosa averages 70 points a game this season. Sergeant Bluff Luton averages 63.
Yeah, we're definitely a team, but we want to get on a run. Like, we have height, but we don't necessarily have big physical guys that are going to pound it down low. So we want to get on a run and use our height on the fast break.
Daniel Wright misses a three top of the key. Cruz with the rebound. Here, taking a look at a deep three is Tucker. Faked out the defender. Gives it off to Yates. Now DeCock has it. He'll bring it out top and hand it back to Tucker and reset with 33 seconds to go, first quarter. Do you hold for a final shot here?
I say first good look. You don't want to get stagnant. Looked Cruz, like he stumbled a little bit there.
Yeah, Cruz drove in the lane, stumbled a bit, threw it up, no good. Rebound, Sergeant Bluff Luton. I imagine they will hold for the final shot here with 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Oski 13, Sergeant Bluff Luton 12. Warriors have the basketball, and they are going to hold here with now 8 seconds to go. Connor Groves pulls up. Shot no good. Rebound Ryan Yates. And he'll hang on to it. And the first quarter is in the books. First quarter brought to you by True Value Hardware, downtown Oskaloosa. We're through one here at the well. It's Oskaloosa 13 and Sergeant Bluff Luton 12. You are listening to Oskaloosa State Boys Basketball 3A quarterfinal here on Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC Albia. We'll be...
Let Jody McCoy help you find your dream home. Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties has sold over $35 million in real estate last year. Now is a great time to consider buying property and lock in interest rates. We have buyers, and I can help you get the most money for your property, too. For the real estate service you deserve and the person you trust, contact Jody McCoy, real estate agent with Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties at 641-799-4450. 641-799-4450.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or will you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and GNP Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Stop in or call GNP Insurance in Albia, 641-932-3171.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We are back at the well. High fidelity. Along with Brett Dowd, I'm Jamie Brockman. One quarter in the books. Oski leads it 13-12. Sergeant Bluff Luton has it to start the second quarter. Shot too strong in the paint. Rebound Tucker down the floor to Henry. No good as he went up thinking about a dunk there. Fingers hit the rim, but he was fouled, and Cole Henry's going to get a couple of free throws on the way. I do want to tell you this second quarter is brought to you by our friends at American Family Insurance, agent Phil Griffin in Oskaloosa. Quick check of some of the first quarter stats. Oskaloosa 6 of 11 from the field, 54.5%. Sergeant Bluff Luton, look at this, Brett, only 29%, 4 of 14 from the field in the first quarter.
Yeah, they got off to a quick start shooting the ball outside, but as you saw as the quarter wore on, they weren't quite as good. So,
wow, Henry.
We need to keep forcing them in those bad shots.
Henry missed the first free throw, the second one way short.
Yeah, we saw that at Southeast Polk. His confidence is not where it needs to be at the line. So, you know, you step to the line, especially in this environment, you just got to shoot it with confidence. He'll be all right. He's a competitor.
Still 13-12. Oski leads it by one. Second quarter just underway. Ah. Nice pass in the lane. easy two there for Ty Bolkeman. Great pass from out top into the paint.
Yeah, definitely a breakdown of defense there. The guy that had the screener didn't help out, and they got an easy bucket.
Here's Yates for three. Too strong off the back iron. Rebound, Daniel Wright. He'll bring it up court for the Warriors. To the free throw line. Kicks it out. Groves looking at a deep three, still thinking. Now passes it off. Bolkeman to the baseline, in the paint, elevates, shot up, good. Boy, he is a good player, Ty Bolkeman, 6'3" senior.
We have that issue a little bit. We've seen that throughout the year where our guards, we have very skilled guards, but we're small, especially when it comes to strength. So we have a hard time keeping the other team's guards out of the lane.
In the paint, Cruz, turn around, can't get it to drop. Rebound pulled down by Jeremiah Cott. And here come the Warriors, no press from Oskaloosa. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. 16-13, Sergeant Bluff Luton now hanging on to a three-point lead. And the basketball. Oskaloosa in a man-to-man defense.
I'm interested to see our matchups here. So we have Tucker, and he just got scored on number 14 here, and he's a pretty muscular kid. He's a strong kid, so it'll be interesting to see that matchup.
Three-pointer hard off the glass by Connor Groves. Here is Spencer Tucker, his first deep three attempt. No good. Rebound, Warriors. I wonder if that one was accidental. As Spencer put it in the pregame.
I think that was a foot deeper than the line, so he's got that range.
Absolutely.
And I don't mind that three in transition. You know, when we haven't touched the ball and we're trying to run a set and we chuck up a three outside, that's not a great shot. But in transition, we get an open three, and he was wide open. That's not a bad shot.
Warriors move the ball around. Nice head fake left side into the lane. Goes Daniel Wright. He got past Cole Henry and got the two. And Coach Ryan Parker wants timeout for Oskaloosa as the Warriors are starting to pull away here a bit. It's Sergeant Bluff Luton 18, Oskaloosa 13, 5:36 to go in the first half. Timeout, Oski. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. We'll be right back here in High Fidelity at the Well after this.
Hi, this is Gunnar Wyatt with Monroe County Hospital and Clinic's rehab team. There's no need to sit on the bench with an injury this season. Get into rehab services at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia, where we are trained to assess and treat sports injuries. We will help get you back into the game. Visit mchalbia.com.
And welcome back. Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. With Brett Dowd, I'm Jamie Brockman. Second quarter action here on Thunder Country KIIC, brought to you by Phil Griffin and American Family Insurance, the Phil Griffin Agency in Oskaloosa. 18-13, Sergeant Bluff Luton now leading by five with 5:36 to go in the second quarter. Oski's not scored here in the quarter, Brett. What do we need to do?
I just got to get a little momentum. You get a bucket here, it changes the demeanor of our team. We walk to that huddle with our heads down, so we just got to be patient here, work the ball, get a good look, and if we score here, then it changes everything.
Tucker Nunnikoven now in the game for Oskaloosa. So it's Yates, DeCock, Nunnikoven, Cruz, and Henry on the floor for Oskaloosa. And there's a turnover stolen away. Stolen away by Sam DeMoss. And he brings it all the way in the paint. Shot up, uses the glass, and it's good. 20-13. Oski now down seven. We need a basket big right here. Doesn't have to be a three. We just need a basket. Jared Cruz, top of the key. Right wing now to DeCock. Looks inside to Henry. Good defense on Henry. Can't get it to him yet.
We got a lot standing and watching.
Henry now goes in the lane, then kicks it out to Nunnikoven. Yates thought about a three. Now passes off. Henry off the glass, over the defender. Good. Cole Henry gets the basket for Oski.
They're making us work. They're sagging off a little bit on our shooter, so we definitely need to keep working and looking low, but we got to have some guys step up and make some shots, too, if they're going to sag off like that.
Cole Henry, his first basket of the game, averages 15 a game. 4:20 to go, first half. 20-15, five-point lead. Sergeant Bluff Luton make it eight. Three-pointer left wing, Jeremiah Catt.
We got to close out a little bit harder than that. He hasn't made a three yet, but if you look at his stats on the air, he's not a bad shooter.
Here's DeCock, right wing.
The cut.
Cruz, Henry to the free throw line. Yates for three. Nope. Front of the rim. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be controlled by Jeremiah Catt. Here come the Warriors. Oski needs a stop here. Down eight. In the lane. Shot high off the glass. Over top of Henry is good. 25-15, Sergeant Bluff Luton leads Oski by 10.
You can feel Sergeant Bluff playing with the confidence that we don't have right now, so we just got to find ourselves a little bit. Make a few shots.
Cruz, An air ball from the three-point line for Jared Cruz. 10-point Sergeant Bluff Luton lead. They've got the basketball at the scorer's table. Spencer Tucker and Xavier Foster ready to check back in. Next chance. Foster does have two fouls. Hopefully they can bring a spark.
Yeah, we got to dig deep here, get a stop. We got to stop allowing penetration.
Cat tried another three, way too strong on that one. Rebound, Nunakovic. Yates brings it down the floor. Dekok, right wing. To the right block.
ISO, look out.
Cruz, double team, and they reach up over top, try to tip it away and commit the foul there.
Yeah, one thing I'd like to see there, we got the post touch by Cruz. Cruz is a good passer. As soon as we get that post touch and they bring that double, we got to have someone cutting and then rotate to the open spot. I feel like we're all sitting there looking at him.
I believe the foul was on Sam DeMoss, his first. Only the second foul on the Warriors. Oski inbounds. Here's Cruz with it. Right block. Nunakovic. He goes down the lane hard. Contact made. Bodies hit the floor. And we've got a blocking foul. Blocking foul called on, believe, DeMoss.
And that's a good job of Nunakovic. That's exactly what we just talked about. We got the post touch from Cruz. And rather than stand there and watch him, let him make a move and let the defense stay stagnant, he moved, forced a play. It was a questionable call, but it was a good job of making something happen.
And that did go on DeMoss, his second. He'll go to the bench for the Warriors. Foster back in. Nice look to Yates cutting the baseline. It's going to be tipped out of bounds off of Sergeant Bluff Luton. Oski will maintain possession and re-inbound out of the basket here with 2:44 to go in the first half. Down 10, 25-15. Sergeant Bluff Luton leads. Nunakovic, Tucker. Way out top for Tucker. Tucker starts to drive, sees an opening, then kicks it right wing. Here's Foster. Another deep three for the X-Man. Good.
There you go.
Xavier Foster, his second three ball of the game.
We got to keep him on the court because he's one guy on our team playing with confidence.
Sergeant Bluff Luton driving to the hoop. No good. Rebound, Cruz.
Look at him.
Here come the Indians. Yates brings it down the floor. Cross-court pass. Tucker passes up on the three, drives to the lane, throws it up. Good. Five straight down for the Indians. And we're back within five, 25-20, and the Indian fans are making some noise.
I mean, what it came down to is Sergeant Bluff was making some shots, some tough shots. We were making nothing, and we got our heads down, and all of a sudden we made a couple shots, and now we got some energy.
Shot up, no good. Offensive rebound, though. Ty Bolcom keeps it alive for the Warriors, and they're going to lose it out of bounds. Tried to kick it to the left corner, and right through his hands, out of bounds. Turnover, Warriors. Oski gets the ball. Down 5, 25-20, but they're on a 5-0 run right now. A minute 45 left to go in this first half of play. Second quarter brought to you by American Family Insurance and the Phil Griffin Agency in Oskaloosa.
Spencer, the last couple times on the court, has done a nice job of being a little bit more aggressive, using his quickness.
There's another three by Foster!
Xavier's feeling it.
Xavier Foster from deep! His third three of the game, and Oski has closed it to two. 25-23. Tell you what, you don't look at a lot of 6'11 players and think we need to guard him 20 feet from the hoop, but you gotta cover Xavier out there.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons that he's so hyped is he brings more than just a low post presence with his size.
There's an answer by Connor Groves. He hits a three ball. 28-23, back to a 5-point Warrior lead.
All right, we need to get in something.
Tucker backs it out. Right wing, Nunakovic, now Cruz. Under a minute to go. In the lane, quick touch for Foster, right back out to Nunakovic. Right back into Foster, nice underhanded hook, pass to Cruz. Beautiful look, but it rolls off the rim, no good.
Yeah, that was a great look. Nice cut by Cruz, good pass by Xavier, we just didn't finish.
28-23, Sergeant Bluff Luton leads. 35 seconds and counting to go, first half. Warriors have the basketball. With Brett Dowd, I'm Jamie Brockman. High fidelity live action from Wells Fargo Arena here on Thunder Country, 96.7 FM, KIIC. Looks like the Warriors are setting up for a final shot here. They're holding the basketball with 14 seconds to go.
See how well we can communicate here. We got a high ball screen.
And Connor Groves against Nunakovic. Fade away, no good. Rebound, Foster.
Oh, nice.
Foster, long pass down the floor to Cruz. Cruz puts it up with the buzzer. No good.
My goodness.
Boy, we about turned nothing into something there, didn't we, Brett?
He shot that. That was like LeBron James behind the backboard. Throw it up. That would have been something.
All right, well, we've got one half in the books here in this 3A quarterfinal, and it's been back and forth. It's still anybody's ball game. It's Sergeant Bluff Luton 28 and Oskaloosa 23 at half. We will take a break. We'll come back. We'll look at the first half stats, and I'll let Brett Dowd break down for you what Oskaloosa needs to work on here at halftime to come out with a big third quarter. You're listening to Oskaloosa Boys State Basketball, High Fidelity, right here on Thunder Country KIIC.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or will you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and GNP Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Stop in or call GNP Insurance in Albia, 641-932-3171.
Come and see the big, new, beautiful True Value in Oskaloosa. They have springtime savings for you right now on Roundup, wheelbarrows, birdseed, and so much more in the big, beautiful store on the square in Oskaloosa, located at 202 First Avenue East. Get ready for spring at your Oskaloosa True Value store.
Are you a senior in high school with plans to attend college or vocational school next fall? Then listen up. Community First Credit Union is awarding $42,000 in scholarships to area high school seniors in 2018. Apply today by visiting our website at c1stcu.com. Deadline to submit your application is March 15th. Don't miss out on a chance to earn free money towards your education. Community First Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We're the One. We're the one jewelry store you'll ever need. The one place to go to for the most brilliant diamonds. The one to go to for colored gemstones, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that dazzle the eye with color. And no one does fashion rings, bridal sets, and bracelets that are guaranteed to excite like Gardner Collier Jewelry, where the area's largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall Oskaloosa.
On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about your coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. You can call me, your good neighbor agent, Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa today, and we'll help combine your home and auto and enjoy the savings. See us at 807 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa or find us on the internet at insureoski.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here's a special announcement for Motor In Auto Group in Knoxville. All 2017 models, that's right, I said 2017 models must go with deep, and I mean deep, discounts. Like a 2017 Ram 1500 Express, save over $11,000. A 2017 Chevy Cruze RS, a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE, or how about a 2017 Chevy Silverado LT? You save over 10 grand. Motor Import has your 2017 models with deep discounts. Check them out online at motorinautogroup.com or stop in.